Yeah.
Hey, here we are. Sorry about that. I had no fucking idea what the hell was
going on.
We
were fighting over this shit. I was telling her it wasn't going live. And she's like, what's this doing? What's this doing? She's freaking out. She's jumping out her own ass. And I'm like going, look, how do you link the two together? Just, well, there's a key. And I said, the key must have changed. No, it didn't. No, it didn't change. And I said, check the key.
Yeah, but it's weird because...
No, it's the same. It's going to be the same. And I looked at it. And she looked at it. Oh, no, it's different.
I don't know why it's different, because we've streamed a couple of times. It's like, so you have to like change the key every single time from OBS? That's just bullshit.
Well, I don't know. Maybe the updates or changes for security reasons every couple of
Maybe
days.
Maybe so.
Maybe it's something like that.
Yeah.
So probably what it is. Well, you'll know in the future when you go to stream that if there's a problem, it's because that key's changed.
Well, now I'm going to have to check it every single time.
You're going to be that anal about that shit?
Yes.
You're going to worry about it that much?
Do you remember who you're talking to right now?
All
right.
I broke the fucking tripod. I broke a camera tripod.
That's another thing. Like, literally 6 minutes before 3 o'clock, he's like, I'm going to, like...
I'm going to lower this
I'm going to layer this, and he just broke it off of the tripod. And I'm like, really?
I got the camera sitting on a...
can't you just leave things alone?
I got the camera sitting on an empty frame for doing shirts. Sitting right there.
Yeah, because it's the top part of the camera like broke off the tripod.
I can fix it though. I can fix it. It's an easy fix.
Yeah. So other than all the disasters we've had today, check it out. Tom and his mom got me a new office chair.
Yeah, brand new.
For an early birthday
probably. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was like
the old chair was
got
fucking,
lumbar support.
The old chair was fucking ancient. So I'm like, fucking, we need to get her something for fucking her coming birthday. Well, anyway, I was talking about that earlier, and fucking saw that damn chair. We went in on that chair.
Yeah,
that's a good chair though.
It is. It's a really nice chair. Like I said, it's nice for my knife from my back.
Yep.
I like so now I'm just gonna go like this the whole time. Yep. Hopefully it's not too distracting. Oh, another thing. Speaking of technical issues. I noticed that the show we did about Armin Mives, the consensual cannibalism show, for some reason on some applications, like on my laptops and on my desktop, it trimmed the first like hour and a half off, so it's only like 2 hours. Apparently, I looked up online, and other people have had the same problem. But if you go into like the video editor. The whole thing is still there. It's just for some reason every now and then like YouTube glitches out and just like just trims it down to 2 hours for whatever reason. But the whole thing is still there. So I had to go through there and like, you know, I trimmed out like all the, you know, coming soon shit at the beginning and then like lengthened out the end, and it's still processing out. So as soon as the whole thing is back up, I'll like let you guys know. Because I know some people like commented, were like, hey, we're the first... hour and 15 minutes or hour and a half for the show go.
Yeah, we're still having technical problems. We're fucking ironing it all out, though. It's just there are idiosyncrasies involved with this fucking program. But, you know, we're
and
working
I
it out.
And I hate idiosyncrasies.
These little idiosyncratic fucking shit.
I want shit to work the same every single time the way it's supposed to. And nothing does. it drives me crazy.
I got a fucking surprise for you guys.
Oh, yeah.
We were talking about this shit. We were talking about this shit on the show. Little Debbie's.
That was another thing he saw at Sam's.
Fucking Little Debbie's, man.
I laughed when I saw those come out of the car.
I was like, I saw those things, and I was just like, oh, I gotta fucking put those on the show. I gotta put Little Debbie's on the show. We're gonna eat a little Debbie. Where's my knife? Do I have it in here?
I don't know.
Okay, it's all right. I'm gonna open this shit, caveman
style. Well, that's what I usually do. I don't have time to go get like blades or anything like that.
Look,
I just tear the shit open.
They're boxes inside boxes.
Oh my god! Well, yeah, that's for because you got it from Sam's. So
yeah,
it's
these
like
are the store
for
business.
The store bands.
Got to be a business owner to fucking get a Sam's car.
So yeah, so we can just like open that up and like sell it on our like porch.
Yeah. Shit.
I'm going to have one of those with some coffee later on. That'd be delicious.
I haven't had one of these in forever.
I haven't
either. Look at how many of them there are in here.
Well, it says there's 24.
Look at that.
Oh, I didn't know there was two. I thought it was just one.
No.
That makes it even better. All right.
Oh, shit.
Like I said, I'm not going to eat mine right now because...
I'm going to eat mine.
Well, of course you are.
I haven't had... This is what they look like.
I'm going to get chocolate and shit all over
my
teeth.
For you people that
have
never been to the South, this is some fucking Southern shit here. I haven't had one of these fucking like in a long time.
I'm gonna make a cup of coffee in a minute and have them like after we finish recording.
I haven't had one of these in more than 20 years, maybe 25.
Speaking
years.
Of Little Debbie's, sort of. Remember how I said you were talking about I'm gonna have one later. Stop. I'm gonna have one later. He's so pushy. You remember how we were talking about the lady that was on Hoarders that you called Moon Pie?
Yeah.
On the Saturday show, and I said that I was gonna put a picture of her on the Sunday show and I forgot. But I have one now.
Okay, yeah.
I couldn't find, like, there weren't, like, a lot of great pictures of her. Although she did become, like, kind of a minor meme celebrity. Yeah. Like, called Poop Lady, obviously, because what else would you call her?
I call that bitch Moon Pie.
But here she is.
No, go back to that. No, go back to that.
Where did it go? I don't know where it went.
You deleted that shit.
No, it's season 6, episode 4.
She was shitting in fucking containers and leaving it in her damn house, man. She had thousands of gallons
and
worth of fucking
yard,
shit.
And in the yard, so I'm sure the neighbors were super jazzed.
She was a fucking one-woman plague.
Damn. Yeah, I like that.
These are good.
It smells good.
They've improved them.
Really?
They've improved them.
Usually everything gets suckier.
There's a lot of peanut butter in them.
Well, nothing wrong with that. Not one bit wrong
with that.
The
Germans wish they could make some shit like this.
No, the Germans make some good shit.
The chocolate's a lot better than it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was trying to let you taste them. Taste them on camera.
No, I'm not going to taste them.
God damn, what the fuck's wrong with you?
Because I don't want to eat on camera. That's gross.
It's the chocolate is not
waxy
like it was.
Quit making me do stuff I don't want to do.
Making me see things I don't want to see.
Yeah, exactly.
Whoa.
There's a bug in here, like a mosquito or something.
It's a green manalishi.
He's just going to sit over there and munch.
The chocolate is a lot creamier.
Yeah.
Yeah, remember, it's not that 70s waxy chocolate like we remember.
Thank
There's
Christ.
A fucking little
I know,
gnat.
That's what I just said.
It's
I said it's like
here.
A mosquito or a gnat
it's a
or
gnat.
Something. What the fuck?
Florida's
man?
Got these little tiny gnats. They're assholes.
Well, Florida has all kinds of bugs that are assholes. All right, so, I wanted to give a shout out to Ken, who I think that's you in the chat right there, who is our newest patron. Just joined today. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much
for your support.
I almost got some of the oatmeal pies.
I'm not as crazy about those.
They were sold out. But they
I guess everybody decided. They're like, hey, I'm just sitting around my house. Like,
I saw a little Debbie's.
And I'm just
going
to eat.
Right next to them shitting on little Debbie's on a pallet. It said oatmeal pies. That's what it said on the plaque. But they weren't there. They were all gone.
And you were like,
fuck.
Denied. Next time, get me some zebra cakes.
They didn't have those. They had zingers, though.
No, those are all right, too.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. Okay, the lemon ones are better than...
The chocolate
ones are good, too, but the lemon ones
It was
are
in
better.
The same case, you know.
Oh, okay, I got
you. You walk down there and have all the candies where all the candy bars were and shit.
I know, I always try to avoid that aisle, because otherwise I'd be like, ooh, 40 pounds of M&M's, don't mind if I do.
I was thinking about those little Debbies. I bet you they got little Debbies.
This is why you shouldn't go to Sam's. He comes home with like all his fucking candy and snacks.
You're good, man. Little Debbie upped his game.
Like I said, that makes me happy because it seems like I thought that I would taste them and it would just taste like sadness and disappointment.
It came with two of these cases. In that case, had two of these boxes.
Oh, okay.
It was $4. $4.60.
Get the fuck out of here with that.
Yeah.
No wonder Americans are so fat.
Back in the Mississippi days, this would cost you about $1, maybe $2.
I think 99 cents was the box. It was like a long box like that, and I think there was either 8 or 12 in there.
Yeah.
Like I said, depending.
Yeah,
on...
look at all of them in there.
look at all of them.
That's a fucking bunch of diabetes right there. Actually, you could supply diabetes to a whole family. Diabetes is fucking supplied in the South. It's like,
yeah, you
it's
don't even have to go looking for diabetes.
No.
It comes to find you.
It's delivered to you free of charge. It's a requirement.
All the diabetes. Tammy says, LOL, Tom is so happy.
Yeah. You
he
just
is
go
very
up
happy.
For your diabetes test to confirm that the mission was complete.
How much diabetes
yes.
do I have?
Yes, it's a fucking Mississippi.
Do I just have a little bit or a whole shit ton of
Welcome
diabetes?
To the Deep South.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also cholesterol.
So. Cholesterol, yeah.
All right, so we going to talk about this movie or what?
Yeah, I'm talking about
it. So this was actually a happy surprise. I just picked this one. This is actually streaming for free on Tubi. It is an indie movie, and it is called Abigail Haunting. Now, I picked this one. There's a lot of other movies from 2020 that are on Tubi, surprisingly. And, you know, there are a couple other ones that looked good and stuff, but I was like, I'm kind of in the mood for like a ghost story type of shit. So I decided on this one, even though, you know, the title's kind of generic. The artwork is kind of generic. You know what I mean? It kind of looks like a lot of other kind of ghost story or possession type movies. But when we started watching it, it's actually really, it was like way better than I was expecting. You know, I don't know what I was expecting, but it actually was a lot better than I expected.
Yeah, I liked the movie.
Yeah, it was like, it looked like it was shot in Nevada.
Yeah.
And written and directed by Kelly Schwartz, and also co-written by someone named Charisma something. Charisma Malumet, something like that. It was a really weird name. So I don't know if this is their first movie or what, but the nice thing about it, it seems like it's pretty low budget, but you can't really tell. Like, nothing about it, like, screamed low budget at me. You know what I'm saying? You know, the acting is perfectly good. The cinematography was really nice. The score was really good.
Yeah.
I loved that opening song. Like, it was all very, like, Nick Cavey, Tinder Sticks-y kind of Southwestern creepy kind of music. I really, really liked that. I dug it.
Yeah. Had good, honest storytelling. They didn't, you know, didn't try to fucking get one over on you or anything. They're not trying to take a piece of shit and turn it into something. Oh, we fooled you into watching this. It's not like that.
We fooled you into watching it.
It was good old fashioned, good, solid storytelling, you know. The acting in it was good. Main character is this kind of cute little robber chick.
Named Katie.
Yeah. Trying to get out of a damn bad relationship with a dude who's robbing shit. She goes back home to where she grew up with. She grew up in this creepy-ass fucking trailer.
With foster parents. Like, yeah, she doesn't know
out in the desert.
Yeah,
and it does feel like something out of one of those Dead Mall videos or the Dead Mall out in the fucking desert. It does have a fucking... It had a good tone to it. And it's just a good, low-budget movie. Well-made, low-budget movie. You could tell they cared about it. It had... practical effects, no cheap CGI.
Yeah, I think some of the ghost stuff was CGI, but you couldn't really tell. It looked looked good. It didn't look like cheesy or anything.
It kind of had kind of believable fucking paranormal activity type stuff, you know what I mean? Where it was, you know, psychokinesis or, you know, RSPK type thing going on, you know, objects moving, feelings of being watched, a feeling of a presence in the fucking trailers. It's good.
There was just really something that, I mean, like I said, it's not like a super original story. It's basically a ghost story.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not like a really like crazily like original story or anything, but there was something about it, just the whole tone of it, the setting, something about it like really kind of struck me, you know what I mean? And just got me really invested.
Well, I
think something that was good too was that the opening like really hooked you right in.
Yeah.
I mean, the opening was like, oh, there's been a robbery, and then there's like a double cross in like the first 2 or 3 minutes.
Yes, yeah, so they try to get you and pull you into the movie.
Yeah, so you can kind of, so it really kind of gets you involved in the story.
The movie has real common looking locations and common looking people for like out in the desert. It gives you kind of that weird alienated feeling like you're in a real fucking podunk town.
Yeah.
Like you go out to, and you're, they go out for a drink and you see, that's what it looks like. It's just like, yeah. Nothing looked real Hollywood or artificial. It was.
Yeah, I mean, just, you could tell they just used real locations. Those were like somebody's house that they knew and, you know, it's like somebody's like old trailer house.
Yeah, and there's no stars in the movie, which thank God there's no stars in the damn movie. I'm sick of fucking stars. It's just good at working actors. And so you don't associate them with other characters or, you know what I mean, or any shit that they said in social media or anything. It's just people. And they all look, you know, like regular people.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So this, basically the story, like I said, there's kind of like a robbery at the beginning, which just like in the prologue, which happens in Reno. And then the girl, Katie, she kind of like runs off and she has to go into hiding. So she goes to Prescott, Nevada, and she doesn't really have anywhere to go because she was an orphan and she grew up in foster homes. So she goes back to the foster home that she had stayed at. Now, I don't know if there was a dad involved. They didn't really talk about that, but she had a mom, a foster mom named Marge. So she goes back to this trailer house where Marge lived and where she grew up. And Marge ain't right. Basically, yeah. She looks like, they don't really specify at first, like, what's going on. But it looks like, oh, her health is deteriorated. She basically just sits around in her robe and watches TV and never says anything.
Yeah, didn't hardly talk.
And it's like every now and then she kind of just gets up and shuffles off back to her bedroom or whatever. So that, I really liked the setup of that because it was like really creepy. You didn't really know like, what is this woman's deal? Is she possessed? Is there something the matter with her? And then like very, very slowly, like little supernatural shit starts happening around the house. You're not sure if it's the mom doing it when nobody's looking or if there's like a ghost in there or, you know, what's happening. And then it all kind of like ties back. And then, you know, Katie like reconnects with this other guy. What was his name? Brian? Or I can't remember what that character's name was.
Yeah.
But he was, I guess he was her foster brother. So they kind of like grew up together or they knew each other somehow. And so they kind of start hanging out more.
I thought he was the neighbor.
He said that his, he said that his mom still lived down the street.
Okay.
But I thought, yeah, so I guess they knew each other when they were growing up. Because I think there was a scene where she was looking through old pictures and there was a picture of him and her.
Right.
So I don't know if he grew up in the same house or grew up in the same neighborhood or it was like her old boyfriend or something like that. So they were just like old friends, I guess. And they had like lost track because she had moved away and apparently got into some bad situations, which they don't super go into, but it's just kind of like, it's just kind of mentioned. But I don't know. It's just, there's something about this one that I really, really liked. Like, I thought it was, it's not super long. It's only an hour and 22 minutes. I saw some reviews saying they thought it was too slow, but I didn't really get that. I mean, I've watched like a lot way slower movies than this.
After the initial opening scene about the robbery thing and the shooting and everything that goes down, there's probably like a 10-minute build up, 10 to 15 minute build up. I could see how they might think that that was kind of slow, but it's only in comparison to the rest of the pace of the movie, because the rest of the movie moved along pretty quickly. So
that's what I thought. I mean, I thought it was pretty well paced. And like I said, you can't,
I didn't get bored.
That's what I mean. I didn't. You know, so
I got tough standards about that.
Yeah.
So,
and I mean, if you, like I said, you have a good opening. So already you're kind of invested in this girl's character. Cause you're like, oh shit, like what the fuck is going on? And now she's like going into hiding. And now she goes back to her old, like shitty old house in her shitty old town. And like her foster mom is like acting like super weird. And also maybe there's a ghost in the house and no one believes her. So I didn't really feel like, you know, that, yeah, there's some character development. There's like, you know, her and the guy like going out for, you know, drinks or whatever. But everything is kind of leading up to, you know, the shit that happens at the end. It's like, it kind of gets crazy at the end, but not crazy, but you know, all the ghosty shit like happens
more,
you know,
towards the end.
But I feel like most of ghost movies like that, because you have to build character up. You have to like build shit up slowly. You can't just like be like, hey, ghosts everywhere, like from the beginning. Cause then it's not scary anymore. It like loses its appeal.
It's just a good, solid, low budget, independent movie. That's how I
And to be honest, I looked on YouTube and I think we're the only people that have reviewed this.
Yeah.
Like I looked on there and there was a bunch of trailers, and also I think somebody or a couple people like put the whole thing up for free. I don't know. I didn't watch it, so I don't know if it was real or one of those fake ones. Right. But I mean, you can watch it for free anyway because it's on Tubi. But it's just really strange the way, see, you never know like with the Tubi movies, because you, there's all these movies on there. They have new ones, they have old ones, they have all this kind of shit. And this one, like I said, it didn't, the artwork didn't really stand out, the title didn't really stand out. I just picked it because it was new and I said, oh, it sounds like a haunting type of movie or ghost type of movie, and that was what I was in the mood for. And it actually ended up being really, really good. And it's like, it just goes to show that, I mean, you know, it happens.
You never know what you're going to get.
You never know what you're going to get. It's like, because sometimes I see something that looks decent and then I watch it and I'm like, well, like, that was stupid.
Like the damn clowns one. One bottle of the clown. That's terrible.
Clown fear.
Clown fear, terrible.
That one, the trailer looked good. The
trailer looked great, yeah.
And then when we watched it,
like, what the fuck?
Yeah. I was like, oh.
Damn, terrible.
That was really not good. Yeah. The only thing that I liked about that one was I don't know if it was the set design of the clown hotel or if there is an actual clown hotel somewhere where they shot it at. That was pretty amazing looking. Yeah. But other than that, I was just like, I could hardly get through it.
Yeah, this is just a hidden gem.
Yeah, it really did strike me that. And I love when that happens. I love when it's like there's a movie that I hadn't really heard of and I didn't really, and I just kind of picked it at random. And I was like, hey, that was pretty fucking decent.
I don't know this company. I don't know the studio. I don't know the fucking director. Don't know any of these people. But, you know, yeah, it looked good.
But, like, you know, and we say this all the time.
Good movie.
You know, there's all these people out there making movies. Yeah. And, you know, a lot of them suck, but every now and then you come across one that's pretty fucking decent.
Yeah.
And that kind of makes me happy when that happens. So, you know, I'm going to look out for more movies from these writers and directors because I really, really did enjoy this one very much. Like I said, it's not a super original story. It's just basically a straight ahead ghost story that's kind of set out in the desert. But you can tell that, you know, they really put all their heart and soul into this. And, you know, I really liked it a lot. So, you know.
Yeah. I'm surprised that no one else has reviewed it.
Me too. This year? Yeah, it came out this year. I mean, usually, I don't know, because some of the movies we picked on Tubi, I haven't seen that many reviews of them. Thank you, Matt.
Thanks, Matt.
I haven't seen that many reviews. Sometimes I can just find one or two. But this one, I didn't see any, unless they're like way the fuck down the thing.
Yeah.
I don't really know. But yeah, so you want to go eat some more of your Natty Buddies?
No, I gotta make tortillas.
Oh, you gotta make tortillas?
Yeah.
Oh, you gonna make tacos later?
Yeah, remember that chicken.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, we're gonna have chicken later with the homemade tortillas. Yummy.
Yeah.
All right. So sorry this was kind of short, but and that we didn't start until late because hopefully now that we know that problem, I'm gonna make sure that doesn't happen again.
Right. That's weird. I think it has something to do with security.
Yeah, maybe they change it every... Because we've streamed like two or three times, and I didn't change
the
key
in
OBS.
They must change that key out every now and then to make sure people don't hijack your shit.
Yeah, because anybody that has that key can live stream on your channel.
Right. Which, it's got to be what it is.
Which, you know, no one wants that.
What was funny is that it didn't tell you that your key wasn't working.
Yeah.
You just had to know that yourself.
Well, that's after I thought about it, I was like, well, that's got to be the only, unless it's glitching out. Because the first thing I thought was it was just glitching out. So I restarted the machine and everything. But then I was like, well, it's got to be that because it just looks like it's not communicating.
Right.
Because if you don't use OBS, it's like when you use OBS and you push the start streaming button, you know, it pops up on YouTube. It's like, hey, you're live. Like it goes right to YouTube.
Yeah.
With just like a little bit of a lag behind. So, you know, he's going in the box. Nice. You tore the box all up.
Tore it up, man. I got to make it look pretty. It fucking drive me crazy.
Well, you're the one that did it.
I know. Well, I was in a hurry.
You tore.
I lost my military bearing.
I had to get into that sweet, sweet diabetes.
Yeah.
Ken says, you two have an awesome chemistry and both are well-spoken and so cool. Your show is worse than crack.
thanks.
Thank you so much. I have some shows like that.
I thought I was just mumbling.
Mumble.
Yeah,
yeah. Grumbling. You kind of grumble. You grumble a lot.
Yeah.
Like a little ogre.
Do the shit in my sleep.
Yeah, he did. Well, and you talk to yourself all the time, too.
Making comments.
You talk to yourself. You talk to inanimate objects.
Yeah.
Like, he just, like, sometimes there's, like, not even anybody around. He'll just, like, be in the shower or something, and then you should just be like, damn!
Yeah.
Damn!
Thinking about something. Yeah. I remembered
like
something.
Like I said, you know that scene in The Shining where Jack Torrance is walking down the hall going, That's exactly, he's just like that. That's why every time I see that scene, I laugh because I'm like, hey, look, Tom, it's you.
That's funny.
All right. So we'll see you guys again tomorrow. Probably do another 2B horror movie because there was a couple other ones that I wanted to see on there that I wrote down. So we'll probably review another one tomorrow. So thanks, everybody, for dropping by.
See you around.
As usual, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.